Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Papito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports by the studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Austin imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 39 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. If you like to, what do they call it now? They call it, still call it tweeting? Or you got to tweet people or X people? What's up? You want to tweet me? You can. The handle is Not Average Pedro. That's right, Not Average Pedro. That's my thing at Twitter. Not Average Pedro. Of course, they call it X. They call it. I just like that guy. I saw him a few months ago at a Chris Rock show. Of course, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle came to town, and they brought Elon Musk with them. Elon Musk got booed, man. I'm telling you, if we had a brick, I think that's why they searched us going into the place, because they knew we would throw rocks at that guy if he showed up on the screen. But the bottom line is, Elon Musk, not my favorite guy. Today, we're talking boxing, a little mixed martial arts, of course. Thursday night, we had boxing in the Little Garden. Mr. Villarreal, Ishmael Villarreal, coming out short on a unanimous nod, of course, against Callum Smith. Villarreal is our guy, so we'll talk about that in depth with Socrates Palmer. Of course, Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, will be here after the break. We'll talk about that in depth, of course, next week. Shakur Stevenson doing his thing, man. Maybe the pound-for-pound best fighter in boxing right now. Or is he just an exaggeration early on? What's up with Shakur? We'll talk about Shakur and more after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. You want to call me here in the studio, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Guess who's controlling things today? The great Daniel Ogden. Daniel, take it away.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, get this. I've always accused Cuban fighters and Russian fighters of lying about their age. I think that Ismael Jose Barroso is supposedly born January 27, 1983. I think he's lying. He's from Venezuela. I'm looking at pictures of him, of course. I think he's closer to 50 than he is 40. But the bottom line is, Raleigh Romero and him were rocking and rolling a couple of months ago, of course, and referee Tony Weeks jumped in and stopped the fight for no apparent reason whatsoever, not in my mind. Anyway, bottom line is, I thought it was one of the worst stoppages in boxing history. Not in recent boxing history, in boxing history, period. But the bottom line is, they're going to probably bring him back against somebody that's super-duper tough. I think he's got a fight with Robin, maybe it's with Canseco. Is it Canseco? Who's on? No, they haven't got a fight for him yet. But the bottom line is, the next fight they put this 55-year-old man in will be a death match, no doubt about that, because boxing, just that's the way they do you. Straight up, let's take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. How are you today, sir?
Doing great, Pedro.
Good. I want to mention the fact that before we get going, I want to mention the fact that one of the original astronauts, Frank Borman, passed away this past week at the age of 95. He was part of the Apollo program. He was part of the Gemini program. He was around with the Mercury pilots. But the bottom line is, 95 years old. He was one of the first guys to go to the moon, and I think he circled the moon in Apollo 8. Never went to the moon exactly and stepped on the moon, but the bottom line is Frank Borman passed away at the age of 95. All these guys, these astronauts, they were heroes to me when I was a kid. I mean Neil Armstrong, man, we thought he could walk on water.
It's part of that American propaganda, right? I mean, it was like, you know, we are doing things that no other place was doing. They were larger than life people. And that was back in the 60s. Can you imagine if they had the type of technology and social media of today?
Well, you know, when they had a lift off, believe it or not, the streets sort of became barren. I mean, people went in to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Whether they were in the morning, the afternoon, whenever they had liftoffs, when they would walk in space, like nobody would be on the streets. I mean, this was like, everybody takes it for granted now, but when Edward White took that first walk in space, I think back in 1962, I mean, the world was astonished.
It was a much smaller world. This is something that the human mind couldn't fathom to be able to beat to the moon. I mean, you know, the moon that was made out of cheese and the guy blinking, you know, it's a different world.
Well, there's still some debate as to whether they did their thing on the moon. I don't know about that. I'm not going to go into that in depth. But the bottom line is,
oh, yeah.
Huh?
That's a whole nother rabbit hole.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's a big, big, deep, deep, deep rabbit hole. But I will say this, though. Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, he never did an interview ever after walking on the moon in the United States. He did one interview, I believe, in 1996 in Australia, and he was very vague. And what he and Frank, I can't remember what his partner's name was, but anyway, whoever was on the moon with him the first time, they were of the opinion that there were people watching them and not us. Yeah, so that's why Neil Armstrong never said nothing all these years. I mean, come on. He's the most celebrated face on the planet, and the guy goes mum. He goes mute for the rest of his life?
Two things. It adds to the mystique, and it also adds to, you know, that rabbit hole that I was alluding to earlier. You know, it's fascinating read, and there's a lot of programs on it. You know, people think that it was staged. It's really crazy.
Okay. Let's go back to Ismael Barroso just for a second. 24-4, 22 KOs. Do you think he's, like, closer to 50 than 40?
I always said that this guy, the Cuban Ortiz, the heavyweight Ortiz, they must go to the same place for birth certificates because that guy, I mean, he looks old. I mean, he's good for my ego. I mean, I'm 45, and so...
Joel Castellmayor, 1992 Olympic gold medalist from Cuba, right? I looked at this guy. I thought he was like 40 when he won the medal. Okay? I mean, come on, look. Oh, anyway, Cubans, Russians, and I guess Venezuelans tend to, you know, if you can get away with it, I guess you can get away with it. But the bottom line is, I don't know. Let's talk about your guy this past Thursday night. Of course, he came up short in the Garden. Talk about Ismael Villarreal. It was a unanimous nod. He dropped his guy in the last round. There was some controversy. The other guy got dropped. The glove touched the ground. The referee didn't call it. I mean, you realize that had you been Callum Smith, you would have gotten all those benefits. And you're not Callum Smith. It's Ismael Villarreal. And he's not going to get those benefits. You know where I'm coming from on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Calum Walsh was the marquee attraction, right? He's a guy that Tom Loeffler and Dana White have invested their time, their money into. You should have seen the ring entrance. I mean, you would have thought that it was the second coming of Christ. You know, he had this slow song coming in. It was quite the spectacle. The kid is good, but he's not great. You know, I thought that Steve Willis could have done a little bit better job, you know, calling a knockdown that maybe turns a fight into a draw.
But you and I have to realize that, and I'll explain it, the boxing establishment didn't want him to do that.
Absolutely. I mean,
that's just the way it is. I mean, they wanted that to go the way, just the way it went. And when he got dropped in the 10th round right there, I could say, oh my, when he, you know, went down in the 10th round, I could see all those guys saying to myself, oh F, there goes our investment, this and that. Okay. But he got up. And he was tired. He finished, and he made the 10-round distance. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you go in against the A fighter or the A side of the record, whether he's a better fighter or not, it's a tough road to hoe. This is boxing. This is the worst. Listen, outside of Dana White, there's no sport in which you can be exploited more than boxing, okay? And that means you can be exploited not only by your own team, but by other people. They use you as a manager. They use you as a stepping stone, this and that. So I never want to see my guys end up as stepping stones, you know, because stepping stones end up talking rumbly. They don't end up talking like me after 15 or 20 years. They end up talking like, you know, and you don't want that, especially for like $5,000. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, we'll give you $10,000 for this. We'll give you $10,000 coming to being a public. No, we'll give you 15. We'll give you $20,000. And what they do is, I've seen guys, Alex Stewart was at heavyweight that Mike Jones and Dennis Rapport had a piece of. Dennis said he didn't, but the bottom line is he did, I think. He made a lot of money. I mean, when he was fighting, he was making like $400,000 or $500,000 to fight. You know what I'm saying? So you're making that kind of money, even if you're losing, it's cool. You know where I'm coming from? Yeah, it's cool because you can bank some money after a few fights, but not everybody's in that position. Not everybody, especially black, and being on the B side of the record. You know, it's a tough road to hoe. Boxing doesn't forgive anybody. It doesn't give anybody any passes unless you are one of the gifted ones. And the boxing establishment anoints you as one of the gifted ones. Guess what? you've got to be knocked down twice to score one knockdown and all that kind of good stuff. Now, changing subjects, let's talk about Shakur Stevenson. Where's he fighting next week? Vegas?
He's fighting in Vegas, I believe, the T-Mobile Arena against Edwin De Los Santos out of the Dominican Republic.
And you know he's going to sell about 17 tickets for that, right?
You know, I'm actually surprised that the fight's in Vegas. I guess they want to stick their toe in the water to see what kind of star Shakur Stevenson is. He's a star in the boxing community, but as far as like crossover box office, I don't see it.
Here's where it's going. Here's what they're going to do though. They have this this race in town, this Las Vegas International race, where they've torn up the whole town. They've got IndyCar race. I mean, it's an IndyCar type thing, and they're going to do it for like 4 or 5 days or something like that. It's going to be a big race. Although tickets to the race have plummeted by 60% in the last 3 weeks. Hotel rates in Las Vegas have plummeted by 40% in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So something happened. Evidently, the guy won the Grand Series already as far as he's racing were concerned, and this final event won't have anything to do with the final lineup as far as the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, that kind of list of drivers, that kind of good stuff. So they think the some of the errors been let out of this promotion. But the bottom line is, they tore Las Vegas up, Sock. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you can't go places. It took me 25 minutes to get into my hotel one night, okay? 25 minutes, and I was like 25 feet from the door. That's how things would, no, 25 feet from the door. I'm driving into a gate. I was staying in a gated community, but it was I was only 25. I couldn't get to 25 feet in a half hour. Couldn't do it. And there's no sense in getting frustrated, is it? Because everybody's stuck. So they tore the whole town apart for this Grand Prix race. And, of course, I think Shakur Stevenson is going to be part of this Grand Prix weekend or Grand Prix. So that's what they're thinking. They can get some people from the racetrack or some people from the race world to go over there and watch the fight. That's the only thing. But to put it in a big arena, not a smooth move.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how many people actually have paid, you know, to go see that. And that's not a knock on Shakur. Like I think you said earlier, Shakur is probably in the top 10, you know, maybe higher than that. You know, it just, you know, he's a brilliant fighter.
You know what Don King would be doing right now if he was promoting Shakur Stevenson in Las Vegas, right, in that arena? Watch this one. Yeah, hello? Marine Corps? Yeah, Don King's office here. Yeah, we've got 500 tickets for any of your, can you bring us 500 guys tonight? We need 500 guys, preferably in uniform. I tell you what, I can send $1,000 to the, I can send $1,000 down to the fund, whatever fund you guys have down there. I'll send you a couple $1,000 and I'll give you tickets for 500 guys. How's that? That's the way Don would do it. He would pay those people to come. They would come and some of them would come in uniform, but they would pack the arena. I mean, that's what you call papering the house, right?
It makes sense. And we're just coming off of Veterans Day. It's a perfect fit.
Perfect fit.
You need to be working for Top Rank.
No, you know, just Top Rank just retired Lee Samuels. Want to retire Lee Samuels.
Yes.
He was a pretty good guy. Me and him we crossed paths many, many times in our lives. Sometimes we were adversaries, sometimes we weren't. But the bottom line is, you know what? Everything I wrote about Top Rank and Operation Matchbox and them fixing fights and all that kind of stuff and fixing physicals, all that kind of good stuff, they never came back on me. And just like the FBI said, the reason why they can't come back on you, because it's all true.
Boom. And, you know, hey.
We'll leave it at that.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Well, that's just the way it was. Jay, listen, nobody took Bob Arum to court. Nobody took Bob Arum to court and beat him up but me. Nobody. I mean, all these other guys, well, golly gee, where's golly? No. He tried to slap me around the Las Vegas Sun in the newspaper. I slapped it back hard. I ended up walking away with 10 grand cash. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, that's Nichols to Bob Arum, but guess what? I'm the only writer who's ever sued Bob Arum and got $10,000. Think about that. You're tuned to Ring Talk. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me, 'cause I dig the vibe.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Somebody told me that Don King is promoting boxing again. That's not true. That's not true. Debbie King is promoting boxing. And of course, that's Don King's daughter. Of course, they roll out Don King. I guess they prop him up. Sort of like, you know, they tell him it's like a living color spoof. Guess what, Don? You're on TV. Oh, I'm on TV. Oh, well, Donald Trump's a great guy, and I got to fight. Adrian Broner's the greatest fighter in the world. Outside of that, I can't say much because I'm an old man now, 95 years old, and basically I'm done. Stick a fork in me. Bottom line is Don King has had his run. I think that Bob Arum's in far better shape as far as business and physical and their ability to communicate is concerned. But the bottom line is he's still around. He's doing two more shows. When does he just realize he should just go away? Because you can't put on great shows like Tyson and this and all these great fights, Chavez and Taylor kind of good stuff, and go all the way back to Ali and Holmes and then come out with, like, you know, the crap he's putting on, Trevor Bryan and people like that. Who wants to see that stuff?
And Trevor Bryan came out really messed up from that fight. He was hospitalized after being knocked out. I believe he regained consciousness, but the young man's in the hospital. So, you know, Don King. So it's the way you described it. It seems like that movie Weekend at Bernie's, huh? He's propping him up and using his likeness.
You know, and the daughter. The daughter is such a slep. And I'll just put it to you like that. She's such a slep. Let me tell you, the first broadcast he did about 2 or 3 years ago. I said to her, I shot her a thing. I said, listen, Ira Glass promoted all of a lot of DK shows back in the day. He's available. He's a producer. He's available in Florida. But no, she didn't want to go there. She wanted to go there with some dude that had some connection with some website, okay? So she went and did that. So she brought in an entire different production crew. The graphics aren't any good. The talent isn't any good. The actual coverage of the fight. Now listen, boxing is one of the easiest sports in the world to cover because all you got to do is take a camera and shine it at a square box. You know what I mean? It's not like you got to do all kinds of different things. And she can't get that right, so she's upset because I told her that she's tarnishing the name of Don King. I think she's dragging Don King's name down into a sewer. Not that it doesn't belong there, maybe, in the minds of some people, but the bottom line is the production is just absolutely, I don't even know what the word. What did they used to have, those public access channels?
Yes, public access. That's where Max Kellerman started. Yeah,
that's what it looks like. Don King on public access.
Ouch. How the mighty have fallen, huh?
Hey, let's talk about Boots Ennis now. Of course, now the IBF welterweight champion, of course, having been anointed to that position, they stripped Terrence Crawford of that. Crawford, of course, coming off the beating of the dead man, Earl Spence. They're talking about doing that again. I can't believe that. When I talk about Earl Spence and his performance and his ability to perform or not perform, and I look at Muhammad Ali in 1980 and his ability to perform and not be able to perform, can you see the correlation there, or am I just pushing it?
The way he looked his last time out, I mean, he looked like he was just a stiff. It was over. I was never really sold on Errol Spence. He's a good fighter, but I always thought he was matched very good. Now, seeing the residual effects from the car accident, the one-sided beating that he took from Terrence Crawford, I don't think he ever beats another elite-level fighter again. I think it's a shame that he's going to fight again. I think he's got a good family. They should keep him home. He made a lot of money. There's no need to get another beating from Terrence Crawford. That, like you said, it's not going to leave for long-term effects. Good, healthy long-term effects.
I mean, how much money can a sucker spend? Remember that Rapper's Delight song? I mean, come on. I mean, that's what it boils down to. How much money can you spend? You live in Texas. You made about $10 to $12 million on this last fight. Even if you walked away with $4 million after taxes and everything was paid for, that's $4 million. You know what I'm saying? If you can't buy a house and live for the rest of your life on $4 million, you must, you're doing more than smoking weed.
Yeah, and it's not like he was fighting for peanuts before that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. People's egos. I mean, he probably doesn't want to go out the way he did, you know. And I guess he's, at the end of the day, he's a grown man. He's going to make his own decisions.
Nobody wants to go out a loser. When I lost, I had my last fight. I looked down at my mother when she was holding a robe, okay? And I said to her, Mom, I'm out of here. And she goes, they haven't even announced a decision yet. Shut up, or something like that, okay? She was into it. So my whole team is standing at ringside. It was a 3-2 split the other way. But I knew it right then and there that it wasn't in me anymore. You know what I'm saying? I knew it. So win or lose, this was going to be it. You know where I'm coming from? And I told them beforehand because you always want to stick to, I try to stick to my word for the most part, especially when it comes to boxing, because you're making a commitment not only to yourself but to your team. You don't want to embarrass your team. You know what I'm saying? You really don't. And I realized right then and there that I couldn't deliver the way I wanted to deliver, so it was time to go.
You're one of the few. You know, people that look in the mirror and they know. You know, some people, however, they there's a delusion. You know, and the ego. Once again, I mean, this is machismo. There's no sport like this in terms of, a man's machismo.
But all you got to do is look at a guy that can't talk anymore. Or a guy that has that walks stiff, or he walks on his heels, and this and that. I mean, I can name guys in the last 10 or 15 years. I'm not going to name anybody. But I'm trying to say is, once you see that, you say to yourself, none of it was worth it.
Yeah, no, but you're always going to, there's somebody that's going to always say, that's never going to be me. You know, I mean, denial is a river in Egypt, right?
All right.
And a lot of guys,
let's get back to the subject at hand before we get out of here. Jaron Ennis, is he that good?
I think he's very good, but I don't. I think once again he's been matched tremendously, and he's probably going to be the guy that is hurt the most by Showtime going belly up. There's been rumors that he's been in talks with the ESPN and Top Rank, which would be great for his career because he needs that platform to showcase himself. No one wants to win a title, in the boardroom, which is what the IBF did. But it's just
I know you say that. You say that, right? But a lot of guys will take the title in the board. They'll take it. They'll take
course,
it.
When I was in
the Golden Gloves, I'll never forget, they were giving out these trophies at the end of one tournament, this and that. And they gave this guy, I think I got the MVP, and they gave this guy a trophy. He never fought anybody. There wasn't nobody in his weight class. You know what I'm saying? You're not the Golden Glove champ because Daniel punked out and didn't show up.
Yeah, I mean, that happens, especially here in New York. I remember there's a guy named Glenn Ganny who was like a 7-time Golden Glove champ. He probably fought like twice.
That's what kills me. I had five.
7 pounds.
Yeah. Well, I had five Golden Glove fights, lost the first one, 3-2 split, 1-4 after that. But the bottom line is, you know, it's a special time in everybody's life, especially when you're fighting, no doubt about that. On the flip side now, how's Mr. Villarreal feeling mentally and physically?
He's a tough kid mentally.
Did he go back to work the next day? Rumor was that he went back to work the next day.
He had to be at St. Barnabas Hospital at 9 a.m. the next day. I dropped him home at 2 in the morning that night.
Doesn't that show the true character of a man right then and there? A man that's got to raise a family to raise. He's got to make a living, this and that. I mean, he gets done fighting at Madison Square Garden the night before, and the next morning he's at the hospital working at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, I mean, look, he didn't take a beating. He got a little nick over here from a headbutt. But they stitched him up 3 stitches, and he was clocking in the next day.
Okay, good enough. It's getting close to Christmas time, so I've got the perfect Christmas present from your agent, Sophie. I'm going to buy her an electric toothbrush. I think that would be a perfect gift for a young lady. Just keep that smile bright. What do you think?
Sounds good. Well, she's got braces on right now, so
and well, guess what? We'll work with that as well. Anyway, bottom line is, I was thinking the electric toothbrush. This right in front of me. Anyway, have a great day. Kiss the kids. Hug the wife.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
We make it personal sometimes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. She was the one who could calm my heart. I know someday that we could happen in a special way. I wish I may, I wish I might make you my all-star shining bright.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Most of the music on this show is brought to you by the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out at towerofpower.com. That is their website. Of course, they are rocking and rolling now for better than 50 years. 1968, of course, they formed the Tower of Power back in San Mateo, California. Of course, 55 years later, they are still rocking and rolling. Still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to wish a happy birthday to undefeated Jennifer Childers. She was an undefeated boxer. I think she weighed about 135, 140 pounds, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, she was one of the greatest women I've ever met in my life. She's a great mother. She had a good birthday this week, of course, and I want you to enjoy her birthday. She's a super mom. She always looks good for 39 years old, and Jen Childers was a classic. I mean, listen, Boxy tried to use her, and she refused to be used. So the bottom line, she walked away undefeated and still pretty. I'm happy for her and the family, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Those of you who know me know I have a background with Muhammad Ali. Was his bodyguard for a tour through China. Of course, went to Buenos Aires, Argentina with him. Went to Europe. Went a few places around the world with him. But the bottom line is, he was always a class act to be around. And you know what? He didn't have to touch people in order to be touched. In other words, I watched people faint. People saw him. We pulled into a Chinese village one time in a train. We stopped his train in the middle of a Chinese village. They were going to bathroom in pots and in outhouses, this kind of stuff. They had no running water, right? They knew who he was. They came out to the train. One lady looked like she had a heart attack. A couple of people fainted. I kid you not. So he could touch people. I touched him. But back in 1972, I believe they're going to try to do this rematch between Ali and Frazier. Of course, Ali having lost the first fight, March 8th, 1971, a 15-round unanimous decision in New York City. Of course, getting dropped in the 10th, in the 15th round after being hurt. I mean, I've never seen Ali as hurt as he was in the 11th round, but he got his head handed to him in the 11th round, got knocked down in the 15th round, probably came back to win that 15th round. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, the judges thought that Joe Frazier was the winner. So we're setting up the second fight now. Of course, the second fight, it'll be in the Garden. Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, and my friend Dick Cavett.
Well, what should we talk about? Certainly nice to see you both. And I think that we might as well reveal right now that beneath the mask of unfriendliness that we saw in the film, down deep, you really hate each other. Is this or is this not true?
I don't hate Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier don't hate me. Joe Frazier's got to take care of himself, and I got to take care of mine when the bell rang. And I will admit,
everybody's
like
on nail.
We are
really
stone enemies when the bell rang. And after the fight, I have nothing wrong against him. Well, one day I like for my little children to play with his little children.
Oh. Isn't that adorable?
But that don't mean to say that I'm going to think about that. When the bell rang, he will be in trouble.
Gee, on this film, I'd swear you said I don't like him at all on that film we did earlier. Were you joking then or now?
Well, I mean, what are you doing, agitating?
I wouldn't do a thing like
this
that.
This has been the history of America. You just love to see two colored folks beat up each other. He had agitated, trying to get us fight. We gonna fight. You don't have to agitate. The rumble is on. Oh, we don't get along, so we gonna get it on. And no, he thinks he's the best, so he's gonna jump in my chest. That's so right. You don't have to try to agitate and push it on no farther unless you want us to start now, and you might get hit in the middle.
Are you reading that off something? That was pretty good.
Looking back to the last fight, you think that you still won that fight?
Look, the last fight, look, I don't like to be a
what they call a sore loser and brag and talk about losing. You know, it's up to the people. I think I won. I think I landed more punches. I think he was in worse physical shape. I got knocked down. Henry Cooper knocked me down. Sonny Banks knocked me down. Doug Jones almost knocked me down. Alan Huston in the Olympics knocked me down. Joe Louis got knocked down. Max Mellon, Sugar Ray. That's all right, been knocked down. He's been knocked down.
What are you saying, that you think he won the fight?
Yeah. I know. I believe I won the fight. I believe I won the fight.
How many times you look at the fight?
About five.
Only got it Sunday?
We'll see it. We forget the fight, Joe. We're going to meet again.
You better believe it. We will meet again.
Alan Sands just bought a big old pretty mean coat. It was all in the newspapers. You had a $10,000 mean coat
backstage.
On.
I saw that. You did buy it.
You got two big old diamond rings.
Beautiful.
And I want you to get you a new trade after this game and learn to play, because you're going to need them.
Look out. Watch that.
Wow. I want you to take that big pretty mean Continental and them pretty diamonds and... get on out and do a little playing, because you're going to leave the ring that night.
I'll save something for you.
You started all this mess.
Wait.
You started all of it.
Just remember that. Please remember that I wear glasses.
Whenever you come down where I'm at, I'll take care of you. Make sure
no, but I want to give Joe credit. Honest, all sincerity, and something I never said. I got to admire this man to be where he is today, to have went as long as he did and as good as he did, plus knocking me down, to get his ranking with no style.
How you like that?
No, I mean, I'm serious. I'm not talking about Joe, even his trainer. I mean, the boxing style, like Joe Frazier. You'll never see Joe Frazier jabbing and faking and backing up, moving the side.
Oh, man, you got a surprise coming. You wait till the 28.
I ain't gonna teach old dog new something. Tricks. How you gonna learn some new tricks?
You call him an old dog. Well,
you are still agitating. I didn't say that.
No, he called you. I heard it. Didn't he say it?
What do you mean a dog? You didn't call me a dog. You say he can't teach dogs.
He said an old dog, new tricks. He calls you a bear half the time.
I'm a what now?
He told me at the camp that you sleep with a teddy bear in your bed. Now, I don't make these things up, you know.
That's what he said.
This guy tells me this.
Let's be friends for 1 minute just to get him.
No, come on.
All of the brothers
out there watching television, I don't care how mad you are to each other, when it's come to one of these fellas trying to divide us, we must unite.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Wait.
That was not in the script.
Take my pulse.
That was unrehearsed. That was my idea.
I saw that up on the screen. It looked like a giant Oreo cookie.
He's talking about Joe on one side, Ali on the other, and Dick Cavett in the middle. One big giant Oreo cookie. Pretty good rap, of course. Anytime Cavett had Ali on, it was special. No doubt about that. He and Ali had this special relationship. Of course, Hulk Hostel had a special relationship with Ali, but Dick Cavett was more outgoing. Cosell would get like monologuing, you know, Muhammad, this is a tough fight. You're fighting Joe Frazier for the second time. And Dick Cavett would make light of everything. So Dick Cavett was fun to be on, of course. Always fun to watch him on TV, no doubt about that. Now, Jared Ennis, is he the best welterweight right now? I don't know. We know he's undefeated. Somebody shot me a text. He's undefeated, and you know he's got a good record. And he looks pretty good in most of his fights. And of course, it looks like the IBF, the International Boxing Federation, decided they were going to take the title away from Terrence Crawford and give it to Mr. Ennis. Of course, because I think that Crawford is going to do a rematch with Errol Spence. And why he would want to do that is because he can make a lot of money beating up a dead man. I mean, how else can you explain Errol Spence's performance? I mean, he didn't perform. He sort of showed up. He stepped between the ropes, and that was it. I mean, there was no more into him. He had nothing left, okay? And, of course, getting tossed out of a car like he did at 115 miles an hour, I'll say it time and time and time again, had that happened to him in a boxing match, he would have never been allowed to fight again. They wouldn't even thought about it. I mean, look at those pictures of him laying in a hospital bed, almost dead. Okay? There's no way in the world. If they said, this is the results of a 15-round beating by the hands of Sugar Ray Leonard, no. He'd never be able to box again. But because it wasn't done by hands, it was done in a car accident, they allowed him to go one more time. Of course, the blood around the right retina, of course, the talking about the blood all around that right part of the eye, where, you know, that means his brain bled. That's the indication of a concussion, the indication of a brain bleed. It's not like he walked away from this unscathed. Everybody thinks, oh, man, you know, it wasn't no big thing. He got a couple scrapes, got a couple cups. Listen, the pictures they took of him were a few weeks, if not a month and a half, past the actual incident. Why? Because Jerry Jones was doing his PR down there, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and he was sort of protecting their, and it's no doubt about that. I mean, that was a protection job. But you give him props. They put it together. They put him in this multi-million-dollar fight when he had no chance of winning. Slim and none, and Slim had left town a long, long time ago, okay? So he had no chance of winning. He has no chance of winning the rematch. I mean, I wouldn't want to listen. Have you ever seen somebody run over by a car? I have. I wouldn't want to see it again. I just wouldn't. I mean, I'll tell you what. I was on Alamany Boulevard one time, and me and my mother were in a car, and we were in the cross street, and there was a kid in the crosswalk, and we saw a car come down the street and ran him over. Just ran him. I mean, he just ran him over and ran him over. I mean, and kept going. And so this guy, kid's body was laying in the street. I don't need to see that again. Never in my life. I mean, I don't want to. Why would you want to see Errol Spence fight Terrence Crawford again? Why would you want to see Errol Spence fight again? I mean, come on. Who in boxing is exploiting this kid to the point where they're not telling him what reality is about and they're just taking his money? I mean, who are his managers? What team is this that is imploring Errol Spence to step into the ring one more time? After he made, and I'll say this, if he made $10 or $15 million, they said he made that or more, somewhere around 20, more power to him. But if he walked away at $4 million, if he can't live for the rest of your life, young man, on $4 million, even buying weed and living in Texas where there's no state tax, you got some problems. You just do. I mean, that's more money than a sucker like you could ever spend. Okay, buy your house. Buy yourself a nice house down there in Texas. You probably already have, so you can put this money away. What I'm trying to tell you is that, Errol Spence, you come out one more time, and the eventual results might be so catastrophic that we might be talking about banning boxing. I kid you not. Because they're going to say, you know, they allowed him into the ring the first time. I can see the anti-boxing people doing this, getting on their soapboxes, going, you know, with Spence being a dead man, or almost a dead man, you know, like that. All right, they'll be saying, well, you know, we tried to prevent this fight. We didn't want it to happen, this and that. You know, you shouldn't have, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Look at him now. Errol Spence is going to be an accident. He's an accident waiting to happen. As I said, he's been run over by a car once, like Suge Knight. When Suge Knight ran that guy over down there, was in Florida. When he were in Florida, it was California. I think it was Florida. He ran this guy over, and then Suge backed the truck over him. He ran him over the first time. That wasn't enough, Daniel. He backed the car up over the guy to make sure he ran over him another time. Okay, that's basically what's going on here with Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. So I think they're going to try to do this in December, although they haven't announced an official date yet. I'm hoping they go in different directions. The IBF has stripped Crawford. Crawford, of course, still undefeated. Come to us out of Omaha, Nebraska. Give him props. You know, he's undefeated. He's won titles at 135, 140, 147. I mean, he might be the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now, but he's also getting old. And that last fight, especially before the weigh-in, man, the guy looked like he was 95 going on 100 years old. I mean, he looked like Fred G. Sanford without the gray. I kid you not. Or almost a gray. You know Fred G. Sanford, right, my buddy, Red Fox? Red Fox was a good old guy. He was. I mean, one time, a little Red Fox story before we go to the break. I'm at the Tyson-Burbick fight. November 1978, we were at the Las Vegas Hilton, right? And we're outside, and I think we're trying to get tickets from scalpers. We're not working out, so we're standing right outside the door to the fight. And Red Fox comes by. I go, hey, Red, take a picture. So he takes a picture. I take the camera, and he takes a picture with Lenny Albert. And there's cocaine coming out of both sides of Red Fox's nose here. I mean, it's as clear as white lines running down his lip. And then he's got it on his sweater, too, on his shirt, too. He's got this silk shirt with cocaine all over it. Okay. So I took the picture, and we never made it public, but we've got it. Lenny sent it to me about 6 or 8 months ago. Lenny Albert, the guy that took the picture. And, of course, Mark Risman, my attorney now, my attorney back then as well, but he was Red Fox's attorney. Of course, he spent the last 2.5 years with Red Fox almost every day. But Mark Risman's got some great Red Fox stories. Red Fox was a character. I'll never forget tonight we went to see Red Fox at the Hacienda Hotel. He had Slappy White, and he had Aunt Esther. Aunt Esther, they were both stand-up comedians. If you think, listen, Aunt Esther, You don't want her undressing you, believe me. You do not want. She had the most foul mouth I've ever seen in my entire life, but she was funny as hell. Had a great night, of course. Slappy White, Red Fox, those are the old days. When the Hacienda Hotel in Las Vegas was a motel. You got to drive up there in a car. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Okay, the computer didn't jump in there and give us the music like they were supposed to. So should I fake the music? Was I supposed to fake the music? I'm looking at Daniel, and Daniel's like pounding on the wall. Pounding on the button! Anyway, that didn't work. But the bottom line is, of course, the wire-haired wonder Don King. You know, he's always been good to me. I mean, people say to me, you know, you got a negative attitude towards Don King. I really don't. I mean, one point in time, I think in 1995, something like that, I'm doing a TV gig for him in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm sitting there at ringside. We had a little production meeting for the TV crew, and I have my daughter with me. I think she was like 3.5, 4 years old, something like that. So anyway, Don King says to me, he says, "Hey, Pedro, do you got a nanny for Jackie?" That's what he said. "Do you have a," he knew her name. "Do you have a nanny for Jackie for during the fight?" And I did already. I had an Annie set up. That's how concerned he was. So the bottom line is people call him unscrupulous, creepy, and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is Don King does have a heart. Believe me, he does. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing per se, he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing, but there is no real heavyweight champion right now. Of course, the title should be declared vacant after the abysmal effort and performance put forth by Tyson Fury a fortnight ago against Francis Ngannou. Ngannou is the uncrowned champion. They're talking about putting Ngannou in the top 10 of the WBC ratings. After licking the champ, why is he not the number one ranked mandatory contender? That's a question I ask of the WBC. Until next time, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On Saturdays, Daniel Ogden calls the shots here. I thank him so much. Of course, I want to thank the people in Dallas, Texas, the Jackmans, both John Jackman and, of course, Danielle as well. Until next time, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and every other channel. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on now.